This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Was built for us as a test beyond the infinite into eternity, an infinity of eternity. Jack in Chicago, then Lewis in Massachusetts. You're on the air, Jack.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Love you. Real quick, while we're on the the subject of testimonials, I personally, my mother died when I was six. I took offense to God. I thought that God took my mother away from me. And so I grew up kind of a bad kid. And I got sent to Maryville Academy up in Eagle River, Wisconsin. And during that time, I was trying to, get, bonus points, brownie points from whoever I could just to get out of whatever situation I was in. And in that process, I joined a born-again Christian church thinking that this is a bunch of ridiculousness and I'm going to, push this to my advantage to get out quicker. So what I did is I joined the born-again Christian church and I said, I will give my life to Christ. And I was sitting in a circle of a bunch of people from Eagle River, Wisconsin. And what happened was not what I expected. I expected fallacy. I expected nothing. I expected nothing from this. And all of a sudden, God punched me in the face as hard as he could. And he said, you know what? I'm God. You're not. And guess what? You just gave your life to me. And I was like, born again. I don't know what happened, Alex. But you know what? That is the message.
Well, you opened the circuit. You opened up to it.
Right, because I had no choice. I thought, how was I going to get out of this? How am I going to get out of my hatred for somebody who took my mother at age of six? How am I? And there was so much anger and resentment. And then all of a sudden, it was like a washing over feeling. I've never experienced anything like this in my life. But Alex,
well, that's the comforting of the Holy Spirit.
It is. And I'm telling you, the point of my call was to tell you that you are the groundbreaker for the mainstream media. You are going to be the mainstream media, not the mainstream media. We are turning the tides, and I love you, and I cannot believe what is transpiring right now, and we are going to win.
No, I love you, too. Well, you called in about the Tucker interview. What do you think of that? Pretty powerful.
Well, I think, I think that Tucker woke up himself, and I think that, whatever definition of mainstream medium is completely dissolved. It's all lies.
Well, that's it. I mean, I know all about his past because I read his book. People knew him. He was a really sweet, smart guy that thought everybody was nice and was naive. But once he woke up, now they got a big problem on their hands. And he's really the archetype of what's about to happen.
I agree. And you know what? And that's why we're going to turn this around, and that's why we're going to win.
Well, God bless you, brother. Anything, closing comments, Jack?
No, I don't. But you know what? It's game over for the leftists. And the new world order. We're not going to sit here and allow them to win. We are going to win this fight. With black, white, purple, green, it doesn't matter. We are going to join together and we're going to beat these people.
I agree, though, but you're in a point of awakening, so you see the victory now. It is coming, but it's going to be long and hard. I appreciate your call. I want people to know that, though. The beginning of the victory's happened. All right, I don't want to take time from Jay Dyer, but I got to take one more call, hit this final piece of news. Tools skip both network breaks. That's 8 minutes. He will get all his time back. And so Jay Dyer does an amazing job, great author, just right off their own documents. What a time to be alive. What an incredible point in the universe. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, best-selling author, expert on the New World Order, takes over here in a few minutes. I want to finish up with a call, hit one more piece of news, and then Jay Dyer is in command. Lewis in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Last caller, you're a tail gunner.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing all right. I'm definitely in the middle of it.
Well, I always wanted to talk to you. I mean, and I'm talking to you right now, sir.
You are.
All right. So my thing here was I did had a dream, right? And I know you were talking about your dreams. My dream was very weird. It happened where I saw things falling from the skies, and it looked like first birds. You know, like fiery birds, but I know that's not possible. So it could have been, you know, firing rockets, war missiles or an asteroid, you know, breaking to pieces or whatever it is. But the thing is, I was the third caller, other than you talking to Cindy, and I do have a cousin named Cindy. So when you do the 3 points, that is a pyramid. It matches like a pyramid. And the thing is that I had an accident where a glass went through my wrist, and when it healed, it has the shape of a pyramid. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I cut my finger off one time in an accident. When they sewed it back on, it made a pyramid overhead shot right there. But listen.
Yeah, but I did let it heal. They didn't sew or anything, and it just it imprinted like a pyramid.
Interesting.
But the thing about like a pyramid, you know,
a pyramid.
A pyramid. I can show you. I could email you a photo, and you'll see what I mean.
I hear you, brother. What's your what do you want to get into real quick? You know, birds are an archetypal symbol of harbingers. So fiery birds, you know, can mean a lot of things to the subconscious brain. Sounds like a brain-derived dream. Of course, there are dreams from outside the brain as well. There's interdimensional projection dreams, a lot of different types of them. The brain is quite the instrument.
But the thing about this dream is that people were dying.
Oh, I bet.
And it hit everybody. And the only one that it didn't hit was me. So I saw a person coming from a cloud, and he actually took my hand, and then that's when I died.
Powerful dream, brother. I appreciate your call. Interesting. A lot of wild calls today. Thank you so much for the call. All right. The crew has told me, and I actually agree, we should have more fun. So 3 days ago, this video came out, and I'm like, I'm not even going to play it. It's not serious. We got World War III. Biden said we're going to invade Russia. Total insanity. The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying, you know, give us unlimited money or their U.S. kids will die within a month. I mean, this is crazy. So I'm like, I'm not going to cover John Kerry at COP28 letting off a giant fart. And mainstream media admits it was the live feed. Everybody kind of looks at him. So he's like, greenhouse gases are deadly. They're evil. This is a guy that wants to ban cow farts. They're in Canada and other places hooking up giant bags to their butts, torturing them. saying everything we put up. Well, then John Kerry, I think, I'm being serious here. If he wants all the cows to have these torture devices, he should stop flying on private jets, which he hasn't done. He owns one. And he should have a giant fart bag put on him. And that's not the joke part of this. I thought we put together a short compilation of Fartgate with Al Gore saying we are an open sir, and then Kerry, Biden, Swalwell, and Biden and others. And then that's all real. The first stuff we're going to see is real. Then we put together a little joke reel of stuff that's augmented before the media runs with it and says we're putting out fake videos. But all these guys need giant fart bags, which I joke, but they're saying you're bad too, folks. Not just the cows that pass gas that make the atmosphere. That thing's good for the atmosphere. They're actually saying you're all bad. Bill Gates has cut down trees now to save the earth. So here's the compilation.
We're using the sky as an open sewer.
Those things that are killing people on a daily basis. And the reality is that a black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison. Okay?
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
You know, I have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs, or stop work on roads and bridges. So
that all really happened. Now, here's the joke part of the reel.
The scientists are saying this moment is alarming. It's without precedent. It is terrifying, some have said. And others will say, we are in uncharted territory.
So, you want to have some fun? Play the famous, they did this, tens of thousands of like 7X underwear more than 10 years ago that Obama ordered because they had so many millions coming across. They needed tens of thousands of pairs of underwear for that many fat people. Here's that clip.
22,000 pairs, 6X, for the illegal aliens from south of Mexico that bus up on a train every day. To understand, folks, you could wear this. I could wear this as a onesie, okay? I could wear this as a leotard. I mean, oh my God, we're being invaded by South American walruses. The government is shipping in 42,000 people. That's bigger than Jabba the Hutt. This country is so screwed up, man. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but it's reaching a proportion. If you're a radio listener, you can't see him. Oh my God, look at this. Oh God, I don't think I've ever laughed this hard on air. Oh my God, it's so ridiculous. 42,000 pairs, 6X, the illegal aliens from south of Mexico.
Fact check, I said 7X or 6X. All right, so there's the fun. But they put the cows on screen. That was not a joke. They fed them with huge torture devices up their rear ends, and then they do this saying that they're bad. Well, John Kerry, I demand John Kerry. He looked good, actually, with that. Big pink bag on his back. They would be embarrassed up there. Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, author, researcher, great American, takes over. Jay Dyer, thank you so much.
Thank you. Wasn't there an AOC clip? I don't know if it was real or not, but AOC was doing some SBD when she was letting it rip. I don't know.
We're just having
some fun. I know Luke Radowski shared that clip, so I don't know if it was real or not, but I can believe it. It seems like the Democrats got some irritable bowel problems, but
well, they, I want to talk shouldn't about, they put yeah. shouldn't they put the cow bags on them?
Absolutely.
Sorry, I had to have some fun in this crazy world. Start over. I'm gonna be watching. Go ahead. Start the show.
So, we just had the passing of Henry Kissinger. Again, passing. I keep now the farts are in my head. That's all I can think about. Passing. The death of Henry Kissinger this last week, and he's one of the key global architects. I know that this is. Was on your radar. I listened to that show when you covered it this week, Alex. I thought it was really good. I want to go into the history of Henry Kissinger because a lot of the public information was all these glowing obituaries, and they didn't really go into his black ops stuff. Henry Kissinger did a ton of really hardcore black ops operations, and there's a lot of books on this. I've read some of those texts, and so I'd like to talk about a few of those to give us an idea of how really at the government policy level, it was really Henry Kissinger who was the architect of putting the United States government on an official eugenics, depopulation, austerity policy. So, you know, we've heard of State Department Memorandum 200, which Alex talks about from 1974. The next year, they gave to Carter this Global 2000 report. And the Global 2000 report was basically this unreadable, gigantic 400 or 500-page text about breaking down all the metrics of the different areas of Latin South America, the global south, basically. And it was arguing that we have to cut population in all possible ways, particularly through diet, particularly through making sure that other countries don't industrialize in order to control them, because if we don't, then there's not enough resources to go around. So back to that whole Malthusian narrative. But it was actually Kissinger who was key in getting this policy through. And why? How was he able to do this? Why was he such an important figure? Well, I think if we go back to his background, in the 1930s, Kissinger fled Nazi persecution and actually joined the U.S. Army. But when he was in the U.S. Army, he did intelligence work. And this is a common pattern that we're going to see with a lot of the global elites.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Opening up the borders would cause all of these problems.
What do you mean you didn't know? Of course you knew it. You're the master architect of studying population control and population management for the last 100 years. I mean, of course you knew what was going to happen by having completely open borders in Europe and in Germany, right? But why he says that, I don't know. Maybe he was getting a little, flippant in his words and he accidentally let that out. But he also accidentally let out at the end of his, I don't know if he accidentally let out, but at the end of his last book, World Order, which that's a helpful title here that helps you know what he's talking about. And again, we live in an era where there's still people who don't think there's such a thing as the New World Order or world government, even though Henry Kissinger actually writes books on how to run the world and world order. The very end of the book, very telling last chapter, he says that past empires would run through a sort of unilateral policy, right? Like ancient Chinese empire. They would want to have everybody submitting to the Chinese empire or whatever other empire. And he says that the difference in today's world, at least, I guess, out of the Cold War is what he's speaking of here particularly, he says that we've learned that the best way to manage and control the world is to have a dual balanced opposition. So dialectical opposition. This is like the last page of the book. And he says that's a much better way to manage and contain and control the world, because this allows for there to be a dialectic that people are always sort of focused on. And so balance of powers is actually a dialectical Hegelian, and you could argue even Marxist philosophy. I mean, Hegelianism precedes Marx. Hegel was the key influence on Marx. Marx was a young Hegelian when he was a student. And so you can see that today's power elite, and especially David Rockefeller himself being very interested in and very influenced by both Austrian economics, studying under von Hayek, and being interested in and studying under Harold Lasky, the Fabian socialist. We can see that combination of both in a key figure like David Rockefeller and in a key figure like Henry Kissinger. So this is why a lot of people can't figure out, oh, was Kissinger a conservative or was he liberal? It's because he's neither of those. Right, he's a realpolitik pragmatic power player. And so even when he was an undergrad, Kissinger wrote his undergraduate thesis on Toynbee, the British Fabian socialist operative, Immanuel Kant, the Enlightenment philosopher who wrote a whole essay on how to have global government, and Kant's actually the key influence on Hegel. And he wrote on Oswald Spengler, right, the Prussian theorist of how civilizations have life cycles. So even as an undergraduate, you know, Kissinger was very familiar with both philosophy and geopolitics and the relationship between the two. And so he took a lot of that into how he would strategize for the power elite. And it's really important to talk about him because I think that aside from Brzezinski, there's no other brain in this power structure more important than Henry Kissinger, right? Between Kissinger and Brzezinski, I mean, they're pretty much up there at the top running things for the wealthy families. So that's pretty much how it works. And so to think that we don't live under a deep state, which is utterly preposterous, when these deep state people actually write freaking books about the deep state for everybody to read, it's just absurd. But rewinding and getting back to some of this, some of the scandals that Kissinger's known for, and partly why he's, I mean, you know, everybody's probably familiar with him being considered a war criminal. I think he's, you know, he couldn't go to certain countries supposedly because they call him a war criminal or something like that. But he's considered a war criminal for the bombing of Cambodia, as well as involvement in the 1973 Chilean coup. And again, a lot of neoconservatives thought, well, but see, he's opposing the Soviets. But if you look at what he actually says about détente and about balance of powers, never about opposing the Soviets. It was about having a balance of powers. A balance doesn't mean you beat the enemy. It means that you balance them. You help them out. You aid them. And that's why he's a key figure for understanding dialectics and understanding that the world order was always about having a counterbalance of China and or Russia or Eurasia against the West. And so that's why Kissinger had all those comments about how China would be the future of the New World Order. Right. China is really the future. Well, that's because his masters, his handlers were the ones that had decided a long time ago to build up China. Right. I mean, if you go to Arkansas, which that's where Walmart's home offices are. I mean, that's the Rockefeller state. I mean, you go to Arkansas, it's the Rockefeller state. Literally, that's like their home state. Rockefeller stuff everywhere. I think Nelson, I think, was the governor of Arkansas at one point. I mean, you also find Bill and Hillary Clinton stuff everywhere because Bill Clinton comes from Arkansas. And so who was picking presidents back in that time? Oh, Henry Kissinger and Bilderberg were picking the president, right? I mean, Kissinger is one of the mainstays of Bilderberg for decades at all the Bilderberg meetings. And, of course, it was Bilderberg that chose Jimmy Carter, and it was Bilderberg that chose Bill Clinton. Who picks the president? The elections? No. The power elite. But and they tend to prefer the Democrats especially. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have neoconservative, so-called fake conservatives. I mean, Reagan, for example, attempted to talk about Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and all that. And we saw what happened with Reagan. I think a lot of people think that Bush Sr., who formerly was running the CIA for a year, he had a hand in putting Ronald Reagan in line when Ronald Reagan stepped out of bounds, and then we didn't really see Reagan going against the real power elite after that. So when you start talking about those real power elite, you get Reagan, right? And I think Alex is right to talk about the dangers for Trump. If you cross a certain lines, there's a lot of dangers that the power elite might roll out another kind of dangerous situation, right? That's what they do. And it's people like Kissinger, in my view, from my research, that organized and made a lot of those shot calls, right? I mean, I've been interviewing Sammy the Bull Gravano for the last few months on his podcast, The Famous Gangster. He was the shot caller, right? He's the one that when John Gotti told him who to take out, Sammy the Bull would organize the hit and figure out how to take him out. So this is all real world stuff. And when we go back, even before the publicly known stuff, most people think, oh, well, Kissinger's, involved in Cambodia or something like that. Well, that's all true. But before that, he was actually, according to Paul Williams, running Gladio. And there's actually a whole section in the Ganser book of how Kissinger was doing it. He was the one calling the shots. It was Kissinger that had made the connection with the highest P2 Mason in Italy, Licio Gelli, who was basically running the Italian government through all of this sexual compromise and blackmail and other operations in the Italian government in the 1940s and 50s. And so Kissinger basically coddled and invited Licio Gelli to the U.S. They wined him and dined him. And through this means, Kissinger was pretty much able to run Italy and by extension, the rest of Europe, because the U.S. has always really called the shots when it comes to the EU. In fact, the EU was the creation of Bilderberg and the OSS and the CIA, and that's on record. There were similar plans drawn up by Tiny Mustache Man, by Hitler, but it was actually the OSS and the CIA that put into place the European project that would become what we know of as the EU. And Kissinger, again, key player in the background of a lot of these operations, but particularly these black ops, sabotage, assassination, false flag operations of Gladio to save Europe from a supposed Soviet invasion.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, meeting, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. And I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and we're talking about one of the key game players, one of the key chess masters of global geopolitics, like Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, who just passed away. And it's really important to understand his life and his operations because it's a window into how the deep state, the New World Order, actually works with one of their key, well-known public figures who was himself an operative, a brain for the Bloods, the Blue Bloods and the power elite, the banking elite, et cetera. Especially the Rockefeller family, that's who really recruited and coaxed Henry into this high-level operation where he would be in charge of so many, implementing so many of the plans of the power elite. In fact, I just finished lecturing through, as you guys know, Dr. John Coleman's book, Committee of 300. And Coleman actually begins the book, as I think about it, way ahead of the other researchers like Ganser or Paul Williams on Gladio. Dr. John Coleman actually said back then, the very first chapter, that it was Kissinger that was running Gladio, utilizing the networks of the P Lodges to do all of the false flags, assassinations, the the scare tactics, the strategy of tension, that was a big part of the neocon Cold War operations against the Soviets. Remember, it wasn't a Western free market capitalism versus Soviet war. That was the, that's the fake version of it. The real war was Fabian socialism versus Sovietism. And it was actually the Fabian socialist of the West, which is the alliance of Marxism and monopoly capital, that ended up winning that Cold War. And then in turn, in the last several decades, helping to prop up, deindustrialize the West, and to create this balance of powers of China. And again, Kissinger was forever talking about how important China would be. It was Kissinger and David Rockefeller that went to China and really opened it up to the West to set up this policy. And again, you heard last week Roger Stone and Alex talking about how that was really something that they forced Nixon into. And then they double-crossed Nixon, Kissinger, and Haig by doing the entire Watergate stuff. John Coleman also had said that Kissinger and others were really the players behind Watergate back in the 1990s. But Coleman was very ahead of his time in talking about Kissinger really running with people from the Club of Rome, the Committee of 300. That's the highest 300 power players in the world, basically modeled on the old British Imperial or the British East India Company's top 300 advisors, right? So the British East India Company used to have this Committee of 300 that ran it when it was the most powerful corporation in the world. It dominated anything. It is way bigger than even Apple for its time. And I did a whole talk on that. You can go watch the whole history of the Illuminati drug trade lecture that I did here on the Fourth Hour a few weeks ago, or maybe a couple months ago. So we're talking about Kissinger's black ops operations, and it was really Kissinger that was the mastermind with others in the CIA, like Ted Theodore Shackley, James Jesus Angleton, in terms of how to strategize utilizing the Roman Catholic Church and the Vatican Bank. And so when you get deep into Gladio and the whole scandal of the Vatican Bank in the 1960s and 70s, this was actually, again, Kissinger in the background going to the Vatican and setting up with people like William Colby these deals where the Vatican Bank, because it's the most secretive bank in the world, it would be a funnel for funding CIA black ops. And so the Vatican Bank played a key role in arms trafficking, drugs trafficking throughout that Gladio period to fund Gladio, right? And again, I'm not saying everything's Gladio. It's just one of these key elements into how the New World Order runs things, how the Club of Rome, Committee 300, Kissinger Associates, how these people call these shots, right? And so let's say, you know, David Rockefeller wants to do this. He says, Henry, I'm going to put you in charge of doing blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yes, your yes, master, I will do what you command,
right? This is what Henry Kissinger would do. He would put it into play. And again, there's probably no other figure other than Brzezinski that's so important in this regard. And again, it includes all of these black operations. I mean, Gladio is its own amazing rabbit trail to go down, to see all these connections and how deep it goes with the Vatican Bank. You say, well, why is this a big deal? Well, don't we have to beat the Soviets? We're not just beating Soviets for free markets. You're beating Soviets to create the new dialectical synthesis out of that, which is where we are nowadays. Again, with Russia, right, China. Now, I'm not saying that China particularly isn't dangerous to the West, but the West, the power elites in the West, built up China on purpose to create, as Kissinger says, this balance of powers. Why would we want balance of powers? Well, he argues that it's more pragmatic for running and controlling the world, but it's also for a long-term plan of where they want to take things. And that's where I want to go next, because in the 1970s, when Kissinger writes State Department Memorandum, he didn't just come up with that. He's again working for the Rockefeller, Malthusian, Dysgenics operatives. He's implementing their plans into government policy. And that happens particularly under Carter, and then more gets pushed in subsequent administrations, right? And so they sent to Carter this report, this Global 2000, and it wasn't written in 2000. Obviously, it was 1975. The Global 2000 report was one of these Club of Rome created documents with Kissinger, with Maurice Strong and all these characters, saying that if we don't put into place radical depopulation and deindustrialization agendas, we will not have enough food and resources in the West. The third world will, like, you know, explode in population, and then we won't have any food because Thomas Malthus had flies in a jar and there wasn't enough food in it. That's literally like the origins of all this, right? But that's the basis for where we are now with the meeting that just happened with COP28. So COP28 is the essence of this whole deindustrialization, shut down production, destroy the West agenda to create the balance of powers, right? So China would never have been some great power in the world had not the West shipped all of its production elsewhere by design, helped to build up these foreign powers. That's the nature of this game, and that's what most people don't understand, that level of this game. Building up and containing your dialectical opposition. It's a form of controlled opposition, but on a much grander scale. And so Kissinger was pushing all these agendas that, again, really helped to set the U.S. policy to be an official eugenics policy, but it's no longer called that. It's just the depopulation agenda. So when Tucker's talking about the death cult, which is absolutely correct, like, it's, you can't find anybody more archetypal of implementing this death cult, especially in the 1970s, than Kissinger. It was a key decade for pushing this. And again, right after, not too long after Roe versus Wade, right? Again, all pushed and promoted by Rockefeller interests. And so what was Kissinger saying then? We've got to control and stop third world production to keep them down. And the only thing that's changed is that now that third world, quote unquote, strategy, which, like Alex always said, it was always going to be turned domestically. Now it's all just turned domestically. Not so much about the third world. It's how do we stop Western civilization and crush the U.S. because that's the one sort of roadblock to moving into the full-on New World Order. And so there's phases to this, right? So the balance of powers, that's a phase until they're ready for the synthesis of these two oppositions. The whole system, it all works on that thesis, antithesis, synthesis, everything. That's the whole thing. And that's why when you read Brzezinski, he talks about the Manichaean dialectic of the Cold War. When you read Kissinger, he talks about the dialectic of the controlled opposition of balance of powers. But there's a synthesis that occurs out of this smashing of the oppositions together. And that's just basic dialectical philosophy that goes all the way back to Heraclitus in the ancient world. Plato talks about it all the way up until, I mean, Darwin, all the way up into Marx. Marx talks about it. Marxism is dialectics. And then the application of that strategy and technology to geopolitics through people like Henry Kissinger. And so Kissinger pushes all this austerity, and that becomes a policy after many, many decades of propaganda and movies and pop culture and mainstream media to where we are now, to where it's all domestic. It's all pushed on us. It's all the same stuff. Disney promoting trans agenda, that's not out of nowhere.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home.
With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I mean, there's probably no better. I mean, we've seen multiple of these guys die in the last few years, right? We saw Brzezinski die. We saw Dave Rockefeller die a few years ago. We saw Henry Kissinger die just recently. Charlie Munger, another one of these guys. I mean, these are all people on the same game plan, you see. That's why they always push the same stuff. And they're above government, okay? It's not just Joe Biden's incompetent. We're going to get rid of Biden. Yeah, but what about Henry Kissinger? Well, I know Henry Kissinger's gone, but what I'm saying is that the next Henry Kissinger, whoever that's going to be, maybe we can hope that at least Henry Kissinger was a competent evil genius. So maybe we can hope that the next generation is basically just going to be a bunch of retarded people, right? Then they won't be able to function. So maybe the next generation, and actually Kissinger talks about it in his book, that they would be handing this over to the tech elite, right? Remember Bilderberg about 5, 6, 7 years ago? They were saying, all right, it's time for these old geriatric goblins, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger. We're going to hand this over to the Silicon Valley overlords. And they were saying, we're basically passing the baton to the tech elite because their time has come. So maybe they think that a bunch of, you know, insane tech-spergs, dosing, micro-dosing LSD or whatever, can run the New World Order. I don't know. Or maybe they think that AI is, you know, sufficient enough that the AI Skynet system will run the New World Order. We don't have to have somebody as competent as a Kissinger. But again, you know, if you're looking for perfect proof for all the stuff that we talked about for so many years, a good example, you need to look no further than somebody like Henry Kissinger. And again, where do we get the COP28, the Davos, where does that stuff come from? How does this arise? whoever thought up the World Economic Forum in Davos? Well, guess who? Henry Kissinger. That's who. It was the CIA and Henry Kissinger and the Harvard Research Project, which produced the World Economic Forum. Did you know the World Economic Forum is actually a Kissinger CIA Rockefeller operation? Shocker. Absolutely. And not only that, we know that, of course, Klaus used to be at Bilderberg, and then Klaus was went on to be the main guy, the main Bond villain over at WEF. But it was, again, these are all steering committees committed, created by the same people, the same power structure. Most people don't know that that was a CIA operation. So, again, this is a great window into understanding full-spectrum dominance, understanding this attitude of our actual shadow government. And I'm really amazed at John Coleman's Committee 300, because it's like I just read the book, you know, again. I'd read it many years ago. I read it again, and I was blown away at how he's basically 95% right on everything, right? I mean, he's Alex level predicting the future stuff. So I think that, you know, he has some detractors, but I think that vindicates the book, because basically everything that he said about what we would expect to see by 2010, 2020, 2030, pretty much has rolled out. And it's not because John Coleman had a crystal ball. It's because most of the stuff was in their books. Most of the stuff is written about. And most of the stuff is done not at the government level, but at the steering committee, super international committee power structure level, right? And that's why people like Alex have been so instrumental in calling attention to that through Bohemian Grove, again, one of these international confabs, all the years covering Bilderberg, you know, calling attention to World Economic Forum in Davos years before it was in the mainstream, right? People really only paid attention to WEF and Klaus after the COVID nonsense and then really spearheading that scamdemic. But, I mean, World Economic Forum and Davos have been here for a long time. They've been having these meetings for a long time, pushing all the same stuff. And it's not just about pushing getting rid of cars. Did you see that in New York they're going to start charging people to go to work? Because this will supposedly cut down the emissions and the congestion and blah, 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 all this nonsense. That's just a scam, obviously, because that doesn't work. They tried the same thing in the UK, and it's just revenue for the government, for the state, right? But it's more than that, because if you remember, they were talking about the new cities initiative, where they're going to have proposed cities that will ban meat, ban cars, and ban dairy. This is all the same plan, the same Club of Rome, austerity, deindustrialization, smart city plan. Kissinger ends his book with saying that whoever controls the tech will control the new world order of the future, because the new world order of the future is a technocracy. That's the last chapter in the book, is controlling the tech. And that's why they have to say, we're going to get rid of fossil fuels, right? Prince Charles was up there at the COP28 saying, "Do I have much respect for the indigenous worldview? The indigenous worldview says we're all connected together." The indigenous worldview? The dude doesn't care about the indigenous worldview. That guy wants to see all the indigenous people, the holy indigenous people that he pretends to worship. He wants to get rid of them. He wants them gone. So he doesn't care about the indigenous people. The indigenous people worldview means a worldview where we worship nature, and you are seen as the virus in Mother Earth. That's the indigenous worldview that he's actually talking about. His indigenous druidic nature worship worldview is what he's talking about. But that's why it's so important to bring all of this in now, and to make sure that they destroy, quote, fossil fuels. I mean, again, oil isn't dinosaur juice. In my view, that's a bunch of nonsense. But the getting rid of, quote, fossil fuels, it actually isn't even about destroying oil and oil production, because it's actually some of the biggest oil companies in the world that are behind the push to end, quote, fossil fuels. What this is really about is deindustrializing the West, destroying the petrodollar. By the way, I'm pro-Bitcoin, so I don't have a problem with the fiat dollar going away, because it's basically a giant scam anyway. But as it is right now, at least, the world is still dollar-centric. And that's gradually changing with the insane monetary policies of the Federal Reserve and especially the Biden money printer going burr, 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 right? So, well, what's the point of all this? Again, why would they want to deindustrialize the West? Why would they want to bring it down? Well, because to raise up the East and Eurasia, you have to deindustrialize the West. And then eventually the West and the East have to perhaps even collapse. Maybe there's a global war coming. Maybe it's another new scamdemic. Maybe it's a giant cyber false flag. Who knows? But the result is going to be some synthesis out of this, which will be the new austerity-based order of deindustrialization, zero growth. That's what they actually talk about at the COP28 meetings. Remember, did you hear Hillary saying that hundreds of thousands of people are going to die from heat? Right. And supposedly, what, like 60,000 people died in Europe, she said, from heat? It couldn't be. I mean, there's no other possible things. I mean, even if that number's even right, it's probably made up. But even if it was right, like, really? Maybe something that we were stabbing people with in the last 3 years, maybe that could have been a cause of. But no, it's the climate, you see. I saw an article not too long ago. There's more whores now because of climate. I'm not joking. They were saying that women are having to become whores because of climate refugees. Just totally ridiculous, total nonsense. But I mean, if you believe that, then it's pretty much over, right? You're never gonna come out of your trance. But most of us, I think, we're awake. We're out of the trance. We understand that this is an intentional plan to take down and destroy the West. That's the only thing that makes sense, especially of the Biden administration's policies like that. That totally makes sense if it's a siege tactic to destroy and take down the country. Then everything actually makes perfect sense. It's actually cunning geniuses behind Biden. It's not just a bunch of incompetent idiots. It's a plan. And it's the same plan that's in all of these books that we read about. Austerity, deindustrialization, zero growth, ZPG. Not just zero growth economically, but zero population growth, zero carbon emissions. Getting rid of fossil. This would destroy basically the whole Western world. I think Alex was talking about this week that billions of people would die if you completely got rid of oil. I mean, even that Saudi guy or United Emirates guy, whoever he was, at the COP28 meeting was like, well, we can't really do this yet. We can't actually get rid of oil. So, we're getting way ahead of ourselves here by saying that let's totally get rid of oil. I mean, this is just insane. I mean, the world presently runs on that. Okay, we're not in Star Trek yet. Okay, we need oil at this point. This is a giant scam. I think Zero Hedge had the headline that the COP28 grifters want $2 or $3 trillion to solve Earth's heating crisis. Again, there is no crisis. It's all baloney, and they're all just con men. If you would like some interesting Christmas gifts, head on over to my website, Jason Analysis, in the shop. You can get my signed copies of my books. Also, head on over to the InfoWars store and support Alex by getting those great products in the InfoWars store. And this is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I say this, I mean...